Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called What Role Does Play Have in Serious Learning? Let's dive in. Here's the educator's dilemma. Play feels frivolous, unacademic, like we're wasting precious learning time. But what if play is actually the secret ingredient that transforms passive students into active innovators? Today, we're flipping the script on serious learning. Think about it. Play naturally develops the core skills of innovation, risk-taking, iteration, and creative problem-solving. When students play, they experiment without fear of failure. The exact mindset innovators need. Games and playful activities teach students to pivot quickly when something doesn't work. They're practicing resilience disguised as fun. The neuroscience backs this up beautifully. Research shows play activates the brain's reward system, increasing dopamine and enhancing memory formation. Playful learning environments reduce cortisol, our stress hormone, allowing for higher order thinking. Students in play-based learning retain information 75% longer than traditional lecture-based instruction. That's not frivolous, that's foundational. Here's a simple strategy I call the 5-minute innovation game. Start any lesson with What If Wednesday? Pose an absurd constraint to your content. What if gravity worked backwards? How would we teach math? Students spend 5 minutes brainstorming wild solutions, then connect back to real learning objectives. It primes their brains for creative thinking. Let me share a real example. Ms. Chen's 8th grade history class had students play as medieval merchants designing trade routes. Instead of memorizing dates, they negotiated, problem-solved, and adapted to changing political landscapes. Test scores improved 23%, but more importantly, students started asking, "What would happen if?" in other subjects. The playful simulation taught genuine historical thinking, not just content recall. Your Monday action step. Replace one traditional review activity with a game format this week. Turn vocabulary practice into a scavenger hunt, math problems into escape room challenges, or essay writing into storytelling competitions. Notice how student engagement and retention change when learning feels like play. Here's the bigger picture. Innovation isn't about having the right answer. It's about asking better questions and trying bold experiments. When we give students permission to play, we're teaching them that learning itself is an adventure worth pursuing. That playful curiosity, it's exactly what they'll need to solve tomorrow's problems we haven't even imagined yet. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Remember, you're not just a teacher, you're an innovation teacher. Let's keep shaping classrooms where creativity and discovery thrive. Subscribe and join me on this journey.